Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now more of Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Last night, he looked like he's going to be the best quarterback in the league. I mean, he's that good against that team. That throw he made to Stephon Diggs on the scramble to the right sideline, you can't throw the ball better than that. He's physical. He's tough. He can run the ball. I mean, he's everything you want a young quarterback coming into the league in today's world. Play from the pocket, play outside the pocket, play scramble drill, design runs, scramble runs, physical, smart as hell, normal dude. I mean, he checks every box. He was arguably the best player on the field against the MVP. I mean, he was that good.
That was Greg Olsen on Wake Up Barstool.
Maybe he's a normal dude. I'll take it.
He is a normal dude.
So he's got that going for him.
Although,
is that one of the quarterback breakdowns, like tail-to-tail, like arm strength? Ability to run, normal.
Normal dude.
Like, not normal.
How many?
Which quarterback would he refer to as not normal?
How many dudes get married at 23?
Like way back in the day they would.
Yeah.
Or like super religious people so they can, you know.
Yep. Procreate.
Correct.
Philip Rivers style.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah,
normally, no. Not many of my friends were 23.
You're a normal guy. I didn't know too many people married at 23.
No.
But again, it's not like we know everybody, Keith.
That is also true.
There could be a lot of that going on.
God bless those lovebirds.
So all I would say with Greg Olsen is, Olsen played in Charlotte. May went to high school in Charlotte. He mentioned earlier in that clip, we cut it out of there because it was not necessary. But he mentioned that he's 5 minutes away from where Drake May went to school. It sounds like there is some sort of personal connection there. So understand that as like any potential bias in the answer. He looked like the best quarterback in the league.
Wow.
Like that's an example of where the Drake May hype is at. And
didn't throw a touchdown, but was the best quarterback in the league.
I don't really care that he didn't throw a touchdown.
No,
he looked awesome.
You're right. It was a great game.
But typically, the best quarterback usually throws one.
Touchdown.
Yeah.
No, but like I just think it's kind of funny.
Clearly,
like,
Greg Olsen doesn't have him in fantasy football.
No.
Because fantasy football owners are like, what are you talking about? Like,
what happened there? He's had better games. He's better against the Steelers when he turned it over twice. But No. I think he had a great game. And if we're living in the, we're doing a show every day, you're going to talk about the most recent thing that you saw. He was great in that game, game-winning drive, all of that. But it is funny. It's like an overcorrection from the off season where so many national people had kind of out of sight, out of mind, Drake May. Didn't really come up a whole lot. And if they did do like a full, let's rank the 32 starting quarterbacks, he was in like the 20s.
Yeah.
Or if they did like a tier or whatever, he was like in the middle to like, towards the bottom of the tiers. And then he has these good games, but specifically a Sunday Night Football, all eyes on this. He played better than Josh Allen. So now you're like, maybe he's the best player. It's like, well, just because you beat the Bills doesn't mean everybody's better than them or Josh Allen.
Text line says, my first thought about a normal guy was that was a shot at your guy, Keith, Caleb Williams.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, he has been accused of not being a normal guy.
I did not take it that way, but
good point.
Yeah, maybe. That is a good point.
Yeah.
There's also this, again, at 617-779-7937. I've never heard so much hype and great talk about a quarterback who didn't throw a single touchdown pass in the game.
Yeah, see?
So you're not the only one saying that.
No. You can have a good game without throwing a touchdown, but I just think it's funny to go so overboard and then be like, yeah, what happened? Like, well, he didn't throw a touchdown, but.
I think the hype's a little out of control, but whatever. This is a week to be out of control on the hype for the Pats. They've been so bad for so long. Let it go. But just if I was going to give my own personal commentary on it, I'm okay saying he might be the next guy. He might be the best young quarterback in the league, although I wouldn't even go there. I don't even think he's the best quarterback in his class. I'd still give that to Jaden Daniels.
That is like the classic short memory. Like Jaden Daniels was the runaway rookie of the year and was in the NFC title game, and he's off to a slower start and he's hurt, and then Drake May has a couple good games. It's like he's better than him.
So
it's
maybe. May could be, and he's closing the gap, but now I got to sit there and actually pick one. I would still pick Daniels right now. So I wouldn't go that far, but if you want to go that far, fine, go ahead. What I find refreshing about the hype this week, or not refreshing, deserved about the hype
delicious.
This week.
Oh, sorry.
He didn't deserve the hype after Miami. He didn't really even deserve the hype after Carolina. After this, I do get it. It's national TV.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
It's a hostile environment.
The opponent.
It was the only undefeated team left in the NFL. It's Josh Allen on the other side. He outdueled him. He put the team on his back on the final drive and executed a clutch drive to go get the win.
Mm-hmm.
The circumstance, where he did it, who he did it against, how he did it, I'm more willing to go there this week than I was last week, where it's like, hey, played well against the trash Panthers.
Yeah, no, the Panthers one at the time was good, just because you're like, all right, multiple good games in a short period of time. Great. That's a first step for a good quarterback and one that is consistent, because each week we'll point to guys and you're like, oh, wow, like, Mac Jones had an awesome game for San Francisco. Sam Darnold had an awesome game. C.J. Stroud, and all, like, quarterbacks have great games, like, here and there. Caleb Williams, a couple weeks ago, was insanely good. And then he's also had some stinkers. So, like, all right, how do you not get rid of those stinkers and have more consistent good games? And he started to do that. And then his toughest challenge, and let's be honest, the way the schedule has broke, it's the toughest game he's going to have all season, all regular season long, I think.
How about Curran? They'll be
10-3.
Was that what he said? 10-3 going into the bye week? I couldn't remember the exact number, but he's like, the only game they might lose is Tampa. I'm like,
yeah.
I was even giving him a game to trip up in the next month. I'm like, all right, they're going to lose games they shouldn't
point. It's the NFL, and they've already lost to the Raiders, who've lost four in a row after they beat you. So, like,
they lost to Pittsburgh, who I know is 3-1.
It's a hard game to play.
We don't even think Pittsburgh's good.
No.
So I'll give him more than that, but I thought it was interesting. Curran was like, yeah, they'll be 10-3 at the bye week.
Yeah,
like, holy crap,
10-3 at the bye week.
I mean, that's certainly doable. I wouldn't bet on that, but that's doable given the teams that are on the schedule.
But I
for
think
sure.
they will be favored in every game besides the Tampa game.
It's probably true.
You know, because the road games are New Orleans, Tennessee, Cincinnati. They'll probably be the favorite in all those, especially by the time you get to Cincinnati. If you in fact are winning all these games, you'll for sure be the favorite there. So, yeah, no, that's a real possibility. And if Drake May keeps stacking these good games, then, like, yeah, then people will be right to put him. I'd say, you know, if you want to put him in the top 10, like, okay. Like, there are a lot of good quarterbacks in the league. To say he's the best because he had a good game against Josh Allen is just way too strong.
So, I think it's too strong as well. I wouldn't even say he's the best young quarterback in the NFL. And define that how you want. The line of demarcation we use is that 2020 class with Herbert and Hurts and Burrow's in that.
Yeah. Love.
If you want to even go younger than that, meaning every class after that, fine. But like somewhere around there to me is the line. I wouldn't even say he's the best young quarterback in the league, but I think he's in that mix. And he has to do it for a longer stretch. And this next month to me is going to be very telling with Drake May. He should dominate. The Patriots should win games, and he should dominate over this next month. New Orleans, Tennessee, Cleveland, and that is a very good Browns defense. So maybe statistically he won't dominate in that one, but they should win the game.
Yeah.
And then Atlanta at the end of it, who is the best team in the next month, he should put up numbers. They should win games over this next month. 3-1, I don't know what the breakdown is. 8 touchdowns and limited turnovers where he's still making plays.
Yeah.
That might even be too conservative. Something like that is what he has to do over the next month to really sustain it. And he can't mix in another Pittsburgh performance where the stats are okay, but he only scores 14. He can't give you a game-tying or go-ahead score at the end, and he turns it over too much. You can't have a game like the Raiders. Consistency over the next month. Let's see if he can check that box and then come back to me about, is he top five? Is he top 10? Is he the best young QB?
Yeah, because I think the last 2 weeks have to have changed expectations, and not just like win-loss at the end of the season, but like each week going in. So it's a team that blew out a bad Carolina team and then beat Buffalo on the road. So if you struggle against New Orleans or Tennessee, that stands out way more.
Yeah.
This isn't like, Pittsburgh was a 50-50 game. You know, the running backs turned it over. He turned it over, and you lost a tough one. Like, get the next one. And you remember people even then, this is how quick people change. When they were 1-2, it was, guys, this is a rebuild. You don't understand. This is Mike Vrabel's
first. You don't
get
how far away.
There were articles written all about that.
You don't understand how far away this roster
guys,
is.
Vrabel's trying. He's got to change the whole. He's got to get in there, and he's got to change the whole structure of it. Like and you're like, I don't know. Like, they have a pretty easy schedule going forward. They probably should have beat Pittsburgh. They didn't. And then they waxed Carolina. They beat Buffalo. Now it's like, they might not lose another game.
Right.
Like, they might win every single game and go to the Super Bowl. So it's like, I just think it raises the expectation. Even if you just want to take these next four games, and they might not all be perfect, but you're going to look back to, like, how do you beat Buffalo and then struggle against Tennessee or things like that? Where before it might have been, yeah, there's growing pains and you want to see, like, is Drake May improving? Is the defense improving and all that? But now it's almost like, yeah, you kind of have to win these games.
So Curran has them 10-3 all of a sudden at the bye week.
Yeah.
Do you know the line this week? I just looked it up. I want to see if I can go ahead to the next game as well. Do you know the line this
week? No, I didn't look it up. So
at New Orleans.
They are 3.5-point favorites.
They are. Exactly. They are 3.5-point favorites
yes.
at the Superdome.
Well, I figured, yeah, they're on the road, so they would have been, what, like a 6-point favorite here?
Right now, at least where I'm looking, I can't see to week six. It's another Monday night doubleheader. Jeez, I didn't realize that.
Another Monday night doubleheader?
Yeah. I don't see the line. I don't know if I can get a look ahead on week seven. But what's it going to be against? If they're favored by 3.5 at New Orleans, what are they going to be favored by against Tennessee? 4 or 5?
Yeah, similar.
Closer,
well, no,
closer?
New Orleans and Tennessee, I think, are similar.
But that's a tough. Isn't New Orleans still, like, in theory, a tougher environment to go play in? The Superdome? No?
I don't know. Not with that team.
No?
I wouldn't imagine.
They just won there. I mean, I got where'd the Titans win? I guess that was in Arizona.
Yeah.
But they just won there. I don't know. I think of that
as
a
Raiders are 4.5-point favorites against the Titans this week. At home.
Pats might be like a touchdown favorite.
Oh, maybe. Game. Well, especially if they play well against the Saints.
That's
and
true.
They're just like, they look really that good.
So they're going to be favorites. Although still, like, you're like, this is a slam dunk. They're going to beat the Saints. They're only 3.5-point favorites.
It's funny. Looking at the schedule, it's all 1 o'clocks except for Thursday night Jets, Monday night Giants. Which the Patriots are doing all they can, but like nobody wants to watch the Jets or Giants in primetime.
I don't think that game. Well, maybe with Jackson Dart there, maybe that will stay on Monday night. I'm not sure, but I have a feeling that one might get flexed out.
I don't think so.
Speaking of flexing, you see Jackson Dart's mom's arms? You see those?
I did not.
Gun show.
Oh, wait a minute.
And you can't take your eyes off his mom.
Absolute gun show.
I did read
on that lady.
He still like sleeps in bed with his parents. I read that somewhere.
I was unaware of that.
Could be fake news.
Not nice.
Probably something mean.
That's not nice.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Whatever's the opposite of nice is that.
Yeah,
okay. That's Patriots' upcoming schedule. AFC remains wide open.
We'll
get
to
that coming up. Yeah. Look at that.
What is that? CrossFit?
What is she? Miss Universe?
What do you the hell's going on here?
617-779-7937. We'll get back to the AFC playoff picture. Through the prism of Monday Night Football last night, it is wide open, as you saw, Chiefs and Jags on national TV.
He's in incredible shape.
Let's get to the madness, though, coming up next. Kiefer Madness. Stay tuned for it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Jones and Keefe. Jones and Keefe. On WEEI. It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy. Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
East Hartford police want anyone with information about who may have painted squirrel. Take a look at this picture. You see the squirrel? It's blue. The other, if we take a look here, appears to be red or pink.
This is a 300-pound wild boar that smashed through his sliding glass door. Obviously, it scared him.
A teaching assistant at West Florence High School is facing charges after authorities say he caused a mysterious and disruptive odor at the school for weeks.
The four allegedly got into a fight and a gun was fired. Investigators do not know if the bullets caused any injuries.
All right, here we go. It's time for the madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And we have a story, believe it or not, Jones, in Florida.
Huh.
Florida story today. Let's find out what's going on down in Florida.
A woman in Punta Gorda took a pricey electric shopping cart for a joyride, according to deputies, and ended up on a ride to jail in a cruiser.
All right. Well, there you have it. That's it.
An electric shopping cart?
An electric shopping cart, which I'm not familiar with. I don't know if we have those around here. Maybe I'm not looking closely enough.
Is that almost like a rascal?
Maybe like a rascal. Oh, like no, that's not true.
That style of electric
they shopping have cart? Had those. They have a couple of those,
yeah,
bad
I've seen
boys.
Those.
They don't really... Unless you pop the restrictor plate off, you can't really open those up.
Yeah, you need the...
Say 2 mile an hour.
Take the governor off that thing. Yeah. You got to do that. That's true.
It's not exactly street legal, but yeah. Give it the red drag a little more juice.
Okay, so is that what we're talking about? Something like that?
Yeah, so it must be one of those that you can bring in there. I think some of these places might have like two or three of them, and you can go in there, you can do your shopping, and you can get around that way. There's probably a little basket on there.
Sure.
But instead, she ended up driving... Right to a cruiser.
A woman in Punta Gorda took a pricey electric shopping cart for a joyride, according to deputies, and ended up on a ride to jail in a cruiser. Gulf Coast News reporter Samantha Romero shows you where deputies caught up to her.
Right?
It's 5 feet away.
Desperation, I would say.
Yeah,
it's not a very fast cart. They caught her pretty much right out front.
So it's pretty cut and dry. There was a lady that took this cart and then just went on a quote-unquote joyride. And then they're like, you know what we need to do? We need to interview people who were there but maybe didn't even see it. We need to find people that also shop at Publix.
You were here.
And talk to them. What do you think it would be like if somebody were to take one? So then they find this guy.
Nice.
Desperation, I would say. Don't even know how far you're going to go in it, so I don't really know what to have to answer.
You sound like you're from London.
The first guy they found?
Yeah.
Is a Brit.
Kind of a plant, maybe?
Yeah.
First guy, so they're in... Punta Gorda, Florida.
Honestly, this guy must be hiding something. This is a fake accent.
What is this for?
Yeah.
Desperation, I would say.
Yeah.
I don't even know how far you're going to go in it, so I don't really know how to answer that, to be honest.
Jolly good! Jolly good! You're like, wait a minute, sir. Okay, so this is Florida, but okay, yeah.
Unnecessary interview.
Yeah.
Which there's more of.
Okay.
Investigators say Robin Zick got arrested on one of these.
Robin Thicke? Who's this guy? Robin Thicke.
He got sued for, you know, all those publishing issues, and now next thing you know, got a shop at Publix on a rascal.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Investigators say Robin Zick got arrested on one of these. A $2,500 electric shopping cart from this Punta Gorda Publix off US 41.
It was actually a Publix. You said
it
that
was
earlier.
A Publix, okay. And it was right off of US 41.
Good.
If you were looking, you were trying to think which Publix it was.
And those are, do we have a new unit of measure?
Ooh, maybe. $2,500?
$2,500 for a rascal, an electric rascal.
An electric rascal.
In Florida.
At Publix.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
It's not what she put in the cart that got her in trouble.
Oh, so now there's some good, Paul Thomas Anderson would be proud. They now take a camera, they put it in the shopping cart, and now she's doing the story while driving one store.
While doing her shopping.
She's doing her shopping.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's she getting?
Just, you know, essentials.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not what she put in the cart that got her in trouble. Deputies say a woman rolled out with an entire electric shopping cart and took off with it.
Not really, not in this area, no. Strange things are happening.
Deputies say Zick took...
Zick?
Yeah. Robin Zick. Now, again, not to... not to paint a picture, Jones, but this looks like a lady who would steal a shopping cart.
Yeah, I would say she's... Without rushing the judgment, I would say she's guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a guilty...
There she is.
That's a guilty woman for this specific crime, yeah.
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 Only needs one lens on the glasses. Is that what I would say? The eyes are close together is my point.
Yep.
That's all I'll say.
Deputies say Zick took the scooter for a joyride Monday. Then they say she drove it all the way to Circle K down the road. When they asked her why she did it, she said she asked employees to borrow the cart for a medical appointment.
Oh.
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
So she went from the Publix to the Circle K. She was going to bring it back. Yeah.
Well, she asked somebody.
Yeah.
And they said, sure.
Yeah, medical appointment.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Take it.
But investigators say she was caught on video driving away without asking anyone for permission.
So she didn't ask.
Well, that's a he said, she said.
Yeah, true. There's no evidence of her asking.
No.
Maybe it was somewhere else.
What do you think? The Twitch chat says she looks like Kid Rock. Is that accurate for anybody who's not looking at Twitch? That's fairly accurate.
She looks a little bit like Kid Rock. I don't know.
Well, not exactly. I'd say exactly.
A little bit like Kid Rock.
Yeah, I guess. Like
him. I guess that's fair. Yeah.
My name is Brad. Brad. Brad.
Could be.
So that's roughly what she looks like. Yeah.
Her name's Robin Zick.
Can't get to a computer.
Yeah, Robin
Zick. They've said that.
Yeah. Several times.
For frequent shoppers here.
Just getting some food and getting some water.
It's unbelievable.
I absolutely don't expect it to happen.
That was a guy in his car driving away in a convertible. I don't expect it to happen. She's like, put that in the news.
I didn't see that coming today.
Put that in the news.
Okay, yeah, get that in there. I got time to fill, Keith.
Hey, a lady stole one of the carts. What do you think of that?
It's unbelievable.
I absolutely don't expect it to happen.
No, I don't approve.
Okay. Oh, he's getting honked at, too.
Yeah, they're like, let's go. Come on. Get out of here.
But Zick is no stranger to crime. CCSO says they arrested her for burglary and battery charges years ago.
Ah.
Zick is now facing grand theft charges. She's also banned from coming back here for a year.
Oh,
1 year ban at Publix. At that Publix.
What about the Circle K?
She can go back there.
Okay, good.
She didn't take anything from there. She's trying to get to the Circle K.
Just, you know, a lot of local establishments might want to.
Correct.
I want to rule her out. Grand theft.
Yeah. Well, what else would you call it? That's it.
It's not petty theft.
No, it's not.
It's grand theft. You're right, yeah.
I would say it's probably not the best thing to do for your longevity of staying out of jail, but...
In Punta Gorda, Samantha Romero, Gulf Coast News.
Wow!
Hold on.
Hang on.
Hold on a second.
What a good sign-off.
In Punta Gorda, Samantha Romero, Gulf Coast News.
Wow.
So that, I think, is a shot at the lady at the beginning who said...
Gulf Coast News reporter Samantha Romero shows you...
Wow.
She called her Samantha Romero.
Samantha Romero. And actually.
In Punta Gorda, Samantha Romero, Gulf Coast News.
Come on.
We are on the same page here.
Yeah.
That is not even close.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I think Bad Bunny would say.
I don't know. Good
Gulf
question.
Coast News reporter Samantha Romero shows you where deputies caught up to
not
her.
That. No. I don't think he'd say that. So. Is not what I believe he would be saying. Okay.
Hanna Samantha Romero, Gulf Coast News.
Go.
It's safer. Yep. It's safer down there with her off the street, at least for the next year. That's yeah, true. Feel free to shop.
Not going there.
Feel free shopping in that Publix for the next 365 days. Okay, that's the madness. Every Tuesday, most Thursdays, here on Jones and Keefe. Dial us up, 617-779-7937. Let's get back to the AFC playoff picture. Kind of playoffs or bust for the Patriots? Well, I guess strike May season.
Well, yeah, it's a different tier altogether.
But they should be making the playoffs. Let's get to it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.